You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. I'm JR. I'm being joined here by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Okay, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Are you listening on the free Odyssey app? Good, great, congratulations. You are absolutely, you're just the best, okay? Are you listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate? You are equally amazing. Are you listening on Sirius XM Channel 158? Terrific. And much love to people listening on a smart speaker. If you called me so far, though, you got on the air, you going to work, you leaving, it don't matter what you're doing. The Odyssey app is how you can hit rewind and pause, and then you can also share the show. If you called me and you want to hear what you sounded like on the radio, the Odyssey app. You going to work and you need to get out the car? The Odyssey app. You going from the car to the house? The Odyssey app. Come on. Simple. It's 2022. Get with the times. So far in the show, we talked about the Dallas Cowboys and their injuries. It looks like they're going to have another season of being just okay. And okay is not good enough for the Dallas Cowboys, but I mean, that's what they're going to have to settle for. We talked about Aaron Donald. I would say let's put him in anger management, but then we wouldn't get those highlights of him just beating up 2 and 3 defenders. On Thursday, as the Los Angeles Rams get ready to play their final preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals, there was a little scuffle. Things got scuffly, in the words of head coach Zach Taylor. And the baddest man in the NFL decided to swing not one, but 2 helmets at the opposition. Yeah, Aaron Donald was he going for blood or was he going for concussions? And what is the NFL going to do, fine him? Well, they ain't got nothing to do with the damn practice. And you think the Rams are going to fine him? No, nothing's going to happen. But it's dangerous. Dangerous as hell. Out there swinging helmets. Myles Garrett is just like, well, I swung a helmet and y'all made me disappear and find me. Aaron Donald swinging helmets in practice and he can get away with it? Yeah, the answer is yes. It's just worst case scenario. You don't want to see somebody just, that's just awful. I don't want to see anybody get cracked in the skull with a helmet, please. It's terrible. As we continue on with the show, let's stick with the LA team. Since we're talking about the Rams, I do want to get into the Lakers. I do want to talk to you about Chet Holmgren. There's so much that we need to do as we continue on with the show. 855-212-4CBS is how you reach me. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good evening, Jer.
To you as well.
With this Aaron Donald thing, if this had happened outside of a football field, you're swinging a football helmet at somebody, you know, you'd probably be arrested for possibly assault with a deadly weapon. I know things happen on the football field that aren't in real life, but and if this had been anybody but him, you know, or at least a second or third string guy, they probably wouldn't be on the team. I mean, they'd be gone. And these coaches are just, oh, it's nothing. You know, I mean, fights happen in practice. Yeah, that happens. Guys don't lose it completely and start swinging a helmet at somebody. Especially, I mean, you're talking about, you know, a guy that's supposed to be one of the leaders on the team, and he's doing that. I think the Rams, they probably won't, but they should, or they have to, you know, something to – you know, find the guy. I mean, they probably wouldn't suspend him, but at least fine him or something to say this, that kind of thing, even in practice, even in a fight in practice, that kind of thing isn't acceptable.
Sure. No, and I agree with you. I think at minimum, and thank you, Matt, for calling from North Carolina, at minimum, Aaron Donald will get a talking to. I'm sure Sean McVay will tell him, man, you got to keep it calm. You're putting us in a bad position. And he may not even put it in those words. And maybe they have such a relationship where nothing will have to be said. But it is dangerous. You cannot do that. And it's true. If this was any other player not named Aaron Donald, that guy would have been suspended. If you're another player, come on, we're in cut-down mode right now in NFL training camp. If you're another player, you getting cut. I mean, let's think about this. How many players in the NFL can legitimately walk around and say, oh, we fighting, let me swing a helmet? Most guys know, hey, if I swing a helmet, I'm done. They're sending me home. Most guys know if they swing a helmet, I'm being suspended. Most guys know if they swing a helmet, their career might be over. I don't give a damn if it's in the regular season, a preseason game, or if it's in practice like Aaron Donald did today. Aaron Donald is waltzing right into the Hall of Fame. They're probably building his bust right now, figuring out where they want to position it. He ain't worried about a damn thing. And neither are the Rams. It sucks because, yes, it is dangerous. And we can look at equipment in sports and go, oh, my God, every now and then there'll be someone who gets cut with a skate on the ice, and you got to pray to God that they don't get cut in a spot where they will just bleed out. Man, we've seen some terrible falls in the NBA. NFL, come on, neck injuries. Nobody needs to see anybody swinging a damn helmet. Come on. Kerry's calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kerry?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Kerry, you're live on the radio.
Okay. Yes, sir. I just wanted to know what was your take on the – me and my son are sitting here listening to the show, and you said a couple of things, and I'm not refuting what you're saying, but in terms of using the helmet as a weapon, you can kill someone. And the first thing I'm sitting here thinking is the game of football, in the NFL particularly, is already violent. What do you say about that for the people to say you have a lot of head-on-head contacts every year? They seem to can't get it right. And you can certainly kill somebody that way, I'm thinking, more so than swinging the helmet. What is your take on that?
You know what, Kerry? I got to be honest with you. I'm shocked.
Take your time, sir. My son is listening. But anyway, that was my question. Go ahead.
I'm shocked you're asking me that. I mean, we here on the show, and much love to your son, here on the show have talked a few weeks ago, and I don't know how often you listen. We had the conversation about head trauma. We had the conversation about CTE. We had a full conversation about as to whether or not you would allow your son, your child, your daughter, anybody to play contact football. Brett Favre is an advocate that you shouldn't play tackle football until you're 14. And so we've had that conversation. I don't know if you've heard it. But the fact is, we had it. You can go ahead and hit rewind on the Odyssey app. You can also get the podcast. Just search JR Sport Brief. Football inherently is a dangerous game. You sign up, you play, you know you are at risk of injury to your joints, to your muscles, and as we know now, to your brain and to your head. It is a very different thing when you're participating in the game of football, which has rules and has continued to advance rules which will protect someone's brain, and it's not foolproof. But there's a big difference between playing the game of football, knowing that you could be hurt, and someone taking a position of, I am going to hurt you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
I'm listening. You're someone with a child. You have a son, right?
Who happens to love football? Absolutely.
I'm sure your son has probably never played NFL Blitz. Are you familiar with NFL Blitz?
The video game from
20 years ago. Yes.
No, I remember, but he doesn't. He's a Madden fan. He's only 10.
that's my point. That's why I said I'm sure you remember the video game. There is a difference. Let's put it this way. Your son can play Madden. You can play Madden. There's a very big difference for me going back to 1999 and picking up NFL Blitz. And there was an issue with NFL Blitz because people weren't just playing football in the game. You could tackle someone, and I can remember very vividly someone saying, I'm going to take off my helmet and swing it at you and bludgeon you. Come on.
Yeah.
I agree.
But can I ask you this one question? I think this is what I really need to get your honest answer on. A few years back, I think it was with the Saints. Remember what was called Bounty Gate
with Greg Williams. Yes. Yes.
Are we going to sit here and act like that this culture has completely disappeared? Not from the people that write the rules or for the people that wants to kind of make the game safer, but the culture that's deep within. Are we going to sit here and act like that is still not a part of football? The violent part.
Oh, my God. Football inherently is a violent game. That is without a shadow of a doubt. I don't think, and by the way, I'll tell you this, Kerry, I don't sit around, and I know you don't mean anything by it. There's not a damn thing that will ever come out of my mouth that will not be honest. I don't need to sit. I don't get that.
That's exactly why I say I wanted to hear your take on it. I don't get that at all. Trust me. Well, I wouldn't have called if I thought any otherwise.
No, but that's football is a violent game. But there's a difference between, hey, I'm playing a game of football, which has rules, and I'm going to swing a helmet at someone's head. Or I'm going to play NFL football and I'm going to knee someone intentionally in the groin. That's why there are penalties. You take it too many steps too far. When you take what is probably the hardest object on the field and you decide to aim it at somebody's head.
That ain't
NFL football.
It's not, and I get your point there. It makes perfect sense, but I guess it's a part of me that's saying, okay, hold up. Aaron Donald was stationary, right? Pretty much swinging it just as far as his elbow could reach back, but it's different from him running at, I don't know, 5-10 miles per hour his weight.
It is different because every single human being on that field is playing a game. They're playing a game that has rules. Does everybody play within the rules? No. That's why there are punishments for it. But if I went down the block and I decided to swing a brick at your head, what's the difference?
You said what, sir? Oh, okay, I got you. Okay. Well, sir, thank you for taking my call. It's been a blessing to hear from you. My son is listening to your point. His name is Caleb, by the way.
What's up, Caleb?
He's a definite listener.
Well, is he sitting in the car with you?
He absolutely is.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What's up? How are you?
I'm excellent, man. You play football?
I will next year.
Oh, that's good. How old are you?
I am 10 years old right now.
You're 10? Hey, listen, man. 10 is an amazing age. I used to be 10 a long time ago. Do you have a Game Boy?
No.
You don't even know what a Game Boy is.
Do you know what a Game Boy is?
No.
Okay, when I was 10, I was playing with a Game Boy. But you play football, but do me a favor, okay?
Yeah.
You ready? When you play football, don't take off your helmet and swing it at anybody, all right?
All right.
Okay, Caleb. Thank you. You call me anytime, okay? You and your dad.
Okay.
All right. Good
okay,
night.
You
thank
guys you, have an amazing okay. night. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We know football is violent. And shout-outs to Caleb, 10 years old. I should send him one of my Game Boys. I don't know where they're at. I don't know what these Game Boys are.
He wouldn't know what to do with one.
He wouldn't know what to do with a Game Boy?
Well, they don't know what Game Boys are. Unfortunately.
Listen, if I found a Game Boy, Shep, I wouldn't be here for the next week. I'd be
Tetris
like, listen.
Tetris or Mario?
Tetris or Mario? Oh,
yes.
Man.
What would you choose if you had to take one?
On a game? Oh, my God. Tetris or Mario? Whew. You're making me feel nostalgic, man.
And I mean, we all went to dentist's office at one point in our lives, right?
Which Mario? Which one?
The original.
Oh, my God. You understand you could play that for hours, right?
Yeah, and it wasn't bad on N64 either, man. When they re-upped that, too. Just kept getting better and better.
Nintendo 64?
Yes. What did that come around, late 90s?
Yeah, I didn't play that once. I didn't play that too much.
Were you PlayStation over Super Nintendo?
Yeah, I was a No. I was a Nintendo guy all the way and then PlayStation.
But not N64?
No. I went right to Wii, and then my life went into the toilet. There's no more.
I got you.
No more video games for me after the Wii. I don't know. Wow. Tetris or Mario? You got to go Mario, right?
Yeah.
There was something today, by the way. I don't know what happened. Something prompted me to try to find Tetris for my phone. Someone mentioned something about making pieces fit together. I don't know if it was Draymond Green. I could be wrong. Somebody mentioned Tetris. And I said, wow, I need to put Tetris on my phone.
He wasn't talking about Kendrick Perkins afterwards.
Oh, you know
he?
Who it is. Shout outs to my man Scoop B. He mentioned Tetris. And then he said fitting pieces together, like the Lakers fitting pieces. And I said, man, I need Tetris. I haven't played. When's the last time you played Tetris?
Tetris? Probably a week ago.
Get out of here.
A lot
on
of
what?
Fun.
You play Tetris on what?
You play Tetris on an iPhone.
There's Tetris? I can get it? Like
Absolutely.
Real Tetris?
You can get anything on an iPhone.
I don't play the games.
You can get anything on an iPhone, Jared. It is so easy, man. Because listen, well, I mean, I ride subways to work. You know this. Yeah. And when I'm waiting on the platform and it takes, 30 minutes for public transportation to arrive, I can get three games of Tetris in.
Wow.
You can even get Tetris underneath the ground on a subway.
Well, they have internet in the New York City subway now. Wow. I still like Mario. The first Mario, you could play that. We're talking hours and days of gameplay.
Sure.
You got the different levels and you got the flying rocks and then you got the monkeys running around and you got the sun trying to burn you. It's just, yeah, nostalgia. Shout outs to, was a young man's name Caleb, 10 years old?
Correct.
He's missing out. Well, maybe he's not. Probably living better. Shout outs to him and his dad. I love it when families call up. It's a family affair. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you have any takeaways, don't swing a helmet at anybody. And then also, yeah, I like Mario more than I like Tetris, but I like both. I'll take your calls. Aaron Donald, Mario, Tetris. And then we'll even get into the Los Angeles Lakers. They're comedy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We got it all here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I'm a big fan. I like what you do, man. I enjoy your show. You be on point, brother. You doing the thing, man. Just wanted to commend you about that.
Hey, John, love your show, man. I really appreciate what you're doing. You're like the Webster of sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we've been talking about the Chef, what did head coach Zach Taylor of the Bengals – things got a little scuffly. Is that what he said?
Things got a little
scuffless. Oh. Well, scuffless sounds like something that you don't want, man.
Yeah, you know, he'd be good during Watergate.
And what, I'm not a crook?
No, because all they do is cover up. All they did was cover up back then in the early 1970s.
Hey, let's hold on a second. Let's never use the word scuffless again, okay?
It's not my words.
No, he didn't say scuffless. He said scuffly. Scuffless sounds like a disease, man.
Scuffly sounds so much better, JR.
Scuffly?
I'm being sarcastic.
A warm, cuddly. Yeah, but scuffless. It's like, hey, you sit down at the doctor's office, and a doctor walks in and goes, hey, I got bad news for you. You go, what is it? You go, hey, you have scuffless. I'm going, whoa. I don't want scuffless. What is that? But things got scuffly. And it got more than scuffly. How about this? Things got violent between the Bengals and the Rams today. You know, I mentioned to you all that Aaron Donald, yeah, he wasn't getting scuffly. He was violent. He was out there swinging helmets. And that's not a mistake, okay? Plural. Two. More than one. Two helmets. This man was swinging helmets. Yeah, the defensive player of the year, defensive player of the world, defensive player of life, future Hall of Famer, swinging helmets. And the most that they did is say, all right, practice is done. No joint practice between the Rams and the Bengals. We're done. And there's nothing that can happen. Nothing. And, I mean, fine. Okay, nothing happens, but they got to tell Aaron Donald, hey, man, you can't do that. Myles Garrett. We saw him be suspended, got tapped in the pocket for it. You want to know why? Because you can kill somebody. There's a reason why we don't see throughout the court. We may go a few years without seeing somebody, you know, just swing a helmet. We'll see somebody rip a helmet off. We'll see somebody throw a punch. We'll see somebody knee and slap. And we see all of that. But that's like in baseball. For all of the fights that we see in baseball, do we see guys, like, literally picking up the bat and going to the pitcher's mound? No. What are you going to do, kill a guy? There's a reason why we don't see dudes out there swinging helmets. Yeah, the NFL is violent, but you swinging a damn helmet takes it a step further. What are you going to kill a guy for all of us to see? Nobody trying to see that. And so, yes, this is a rarity. And do I think it happens all the time? No, because if it did, we'd hear about it. These guys wouldn't have jobs if they were out there swinging helmets. If Aaron Donald's name was not Aaron Donald and he didn't accomplish everything that he's done up until now, he wouldn't have a job. He would have been cut. He'd have got fined, suspended. What's going to happen to Aaron Donald? Nothing. He probably isn't going to. What is he going to play on Sunday for? Excuse me, Saturday. He's getting his work in. They're going to get him ready for the regular season. He's going to go out there, bust ass in the regular season, add to his Hall of Fame resume, and then maybe win a championship and go home. It's dangerous out here, folks. Bill is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How's it going, buddy?
Very well.
Good. Good to chat with you again. Yeah, I was just actually talking to Shep, and I was mentioning about the Myles Garrett situation, kind of a bit of a precedent there somewhat, but even almost more egregious in some ways in the fact that he ripped Mason Rudolph's helmet off him and then clubbed him in the head with it. His helmet, which is just insane. And it happened in the 10th game of the season. And he didn't play another game in the season at that point. So they suspended him until the following year, and then he started the season after that. But he was certainly on a tear as far as, you know, sacks and everything that year as well. He was a big part of Cleveland's defense. So, and as far as you've got me thinking about the video games from the last segment there, and I'm a little older than you, But I used to play in the arcade games all the time, and I played Asteroids and Galaga and all those games.
Oh, I played Galaga. Don't fool yourself, man. I played. You think right I on. Never played Galaga?
No, I think you probably did, but that was like my era of games. You know, there wasn't the other ones out at that point.
I played Space Invaders. I played Galaga and Space Invaders on a on one of the first crap PCs in the house. Yes, I did.
Nice. Yeah, well, they were great games. They tested the hand-eye coordination big time. And my friend and I, we would play them, and we got so good at Asteroids, actually, that because you get ships one after the other as far as bonus ships, endless ships. And he'd go for dinner, and I'd play, and I'd go for dinner, and he'd play. And then we'd get bored, and we'd play for hours, literally on a quarter, JR. And then people would be watching us and everything else. And finally, we'd turn the game over because we were finally bored after all that time. And all you hear is the guy who gets the game, right? Boom, 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 because the ships are blowing up one after the other because it's so hard at that stage, eh? So, yeah, I was a video game maniac back then.
Did you date anybody in this process?
I sure did, man. I was a singer in a band back then, and I was singing Sabbath, and I was a competitive hockey player, and my uncle was a pro, so I was playing top level in the MTHL, which is now the GTHL, which of course feeds the OHL and all that. So, and I played competitive soccer as well at the top level, and actually, when my friend won the Super Bowl, he won it for the Niners. And my buddy, the guy I used to play against, was Steve Christie, the kicker for the Bills, of course. My other buddy won two cups with Pittsburgh, Jimmy Pack. I played with him in soccer and played against him in hockey in the top level. He played for the Marlies, and I played for Royal York. So I was into it, my man, big time. And as I said, I was a pinball wizard, too.
Yeah, but listen, man, I bet you were into it. Well, Bill, you're amazing, man. I need to hang out with you. You ever hung out on Young Street?
Tons of times, buddy. I used to go to a bar called
Listen, Bill. Let's not give away the secrets of Toronto, okay?
No, I won't. Okay, no problem.
Because there's places. Listen, I just asked if you hung. Don't tell people about Young Street. But me and you, need to talk. We'll talk about that privately, okay?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Hey, listen. Hit up Young Street for me. I need to get back to Toronto soon, okay?
Yeah, it's a great place. I really love you. I'll have you out here, buddy. Get out here and we'll have some parties big time.
Oh, listen, Bill, email me. You know how to email me, right?
I don't have it, but I'm sure I can look it up for sure.
Oh, it's jrsportbrief@gmail.com. People, it's not hard to
Perfect.
Find. Yeah, people
okay,
email
that's
me.
Cool.
Let's set something up, Bill, okay? We'll paint the town red and white, okay?
You betcha. For sure,
thank
man.
Thank you, Bill, for calling from Toronto. Oh, yeah. I love Young Street. One of my favorite shops is on Young Street, and there's a lot of things on. Y'all need to go back to Toronto tomorrow. Charles is calling from Baltimore. What's up, Charles? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on with you? I like the Inner Harbor, too, by the way. I think you know that already.
Oh, yeah. The Harbor's always great.
Yeah, it is. What's going on?
Just very disappointed at Aaron Donaldson. You know, he seemed to carry himself as a professional.
Nah.
Part of being a professional is not just your ability, but it's being cool under pressure. And same thing with Myles Garrett. I mean, just because someone call you a particular name or whatever, you're going to go and take your helmet and try to bash this guy head in. And I don't know if many people know about what happened with Aqib Talib, if I'm saying his name correctly.
Aqib Talib, his brother, shot a referee.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So, but he also had a reputation for being a high head on the field.
Yes.
And you see that translate also off the field. So I just think for our professional athletes, man, you got to really think because he's also put out a statement saying he's sorry for what happened, but that Pee Wee League coach is dead. So you can't always say you're sorry and take away what happened.
It was his brother.
Right, you right. Know. But he incited the riot from what the other coaches were saying. I've heard a lot of the coaches come out and speak and gave their story about what happened. And from what I hear, he incited it.
I'm sure. But it's one thing to say, oh, well, he incited the beef or the argument and then go, oh, man, well, his brother killed the guy. That's tough. And that's also a totally separate conversation than one we're having.
But it also can lead to that role because a lot of the guys today what happened on the field years ago used to stay on the field. But today, guys are more sensitive, and a lot of guys now.
Well, Charles.
It can translate off the field.
Anything can happen. And maybe
I helmet on the field.
Well, hold on, Charles. Slow down, man. Slow down.
We got to be real, JR. Let's be real.
We are being real. And please, maybe I'm missing it. You tell me right here on the spot, and maybe it happened. Tell me the two athletes, and I could think about, Gilbert Arenas in a locker room, but help me out. What professional athlete killed the other guy after the game?
I can't think of none offhand, but it's always the first time for everything.
Well, there's a first time. Well, you may bust your ass. Have you ever bust your ass outside?
Yeah, all the time when it snows.
Okay, well, listen, maybe one day you'll walk down a block without busting your ass. There'll be a first time for that. I mean, come on. Like, how many correlations are we going to draw? Well, one day there's going to be pretty sure there will be, but why we got to go that way, man? Come on. Well, he swung his helmet at him, and the next step is he going to get the gat after the game. Come on, slow down. First time for everything. Damn. I'm glad I need to take a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers adding Patrick Beverley. I know there are plenty of people who are still thinking about the conversation we had about Game Boys, and we got a lot to do. But right now, let's get to a newsflash, and let me get to a break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to be here for about a little more than an hour. Yeah, and next hour, the top of the hour, we're gonna get to the Lakers. Because I love it when guys talk trash to each other. Like, they're talking crap to the high heaven, and now they're teammates. I want to give you my thoughts on Patrick Beverley joining the Los Angeles Lakers, because he has said some interesting things about one of his new teammates, Russell Westbrook. And Russell Westbrook has done the same. But we got a lot of callers on the line right now. People who want to talk about Aaron Donald and his helmet swinging actions. There are people on the lines right now who want to talk to us about Game Boys and Nintendo. Sure, why not? Hey, Shep, why were we talking about Nintendo and Game Boys? We had a caller, a young man. He was 10, Caleb.
Correct.
Why? I asked him about Game Boys. Is that what happened?
Well, you spoke to his dad. And you gave an example of a Game Boy, and you said, in reference to a son, and he said his 10-year-old son is not familiar with the concept of a Game Boy. It's before his time.
Yeah, he's missing out.
You can say that again.
He is. He's missing out. If you ask me right now, would I rather have an iPhone or a Game Boy, I'd say I'll take a Game Boy.
You ain't lying.
Like, I don't need nobody calling me. I don't need to see no stinking text message. I'll just give me a Game Boy. Used to entertain me for hours on end. I could swap out the cartridge. What do I want an iPhone for? I need to be connected with people for.
I hear you. Trust me.
Unconnect me, please. You know, stinking ass iPhone. Give me a Game Boy. Ben is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ben?
Hey, JR. Great show. I got to tell you, man, back in the day in college, we had a joke that you could write a college thesis on Game Boy as long as you could prove it. And it was one of the funniest ones ever. But I got to tell you, man, great statement on that one, teaching the younger generation. But also, when it comes to Darnold, honestly, dude, if I was the opposing player that Donald tried to swing at, I would have filed an assault charge. Because in several states, that is assault. That is a dangerous weapon. It is malicious. You'd hurt somebody. So I got to give a lot of credit for that one, man. That is an excellent point. I swear to God, if I was the opposing player, that Darnold and I would have a court case.
Well, I think there's I don't want to call it an unwritten rule, but there's it's just like, hey, let's handle it on the field. And it's mano a mano. If he were to press charges, he'd be well within his right. But I think his teammates, is the opposite, people would look at him different just because of the nature of the league and his profession. You don't think so?
No, it's not because of the league. It's because based on state law. My friend is an attorney general of the state. Let's just say neighboring D.C.,
I'm not talking about the legalities and filing a lawsuit. I'm talking about internally in the league for his profession as a player in the locker room. People would be like, you're going to sue Aaron Donald? Like, do you want a job? Just the internal questions, whether right or wrong, it'd be something that people would look at you cross about.
This is correct. I completely agree. But at the same time, though, I mean, you have to look at it as far as player safety goes, as far as the NFL has gone these days.
Reasonable.
Player safety has become a rather big deal.
And it is.
It can be, as you once said earlier, it can be considered assault of a dangerous weapon, which it is.
Sure.
It's got Kevlar in it.
It can be
pretty dangerous.
I think, for the most part, and I agree with you, Ben. You can go out and sue. We live in a very litigious society. You can go and sue whoever you want for whatever the reason is. Not that it will hold up or anything will happen. You could do what you want. But I think in the case of the NFL, and thank you for calling from Maryland, especially if you're a middle of the road or you're an average player, come on, there are 53 guys on a roster. How many guys on the roster are legitimate stars? The reality is, that's almost career suicide. If you want to start running around suing guys because he swung at you, or it's a different situation if now you're injured. Unless you feel that you're going to make more money by suing Aaron Donald, what are you doing it for? Sully's calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, brother?
I'm very good. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, you know, you struck a nerve with this topic. When I was playing football in the 70s in high school, we were walking off the field and a little scrum kind of broke out between us and the other team, and all the parents are on the field.
Wow.
And we were all doing the same damn thing, man. We all had our Rydell helmets, you know, in our hands, walking, mm-hmm. you know, just walking out, holding by the face mask. And the stuff broke loose. And you got a helmet in one hand and your fist in the other. And you start swinging on people. And I'm going to tell you what, that Rydell helmet is a lethal weapon. I was dropping people left and right.
Oh,
I mean, it was... It's a bad, you can't believe, it's like taking your Louisville slugger to somebody's head. I mean, you'll drop people left and right with that helmet.
And what happened to you, Sully? What happened to you after?
I got clocked pretty good a couple times.
Oh, but I'm saying, besides catching an ass whooping, you didn't get punished in any way, shape, or form.
No, well, we were walking across, the high school football team nearby. I mean, there were cops on the field and stuff, and it was just a melee, and they just kind of broke up everything and let everybody kind of lick their wounds and walk uh-huh. off the field together, you know. But
well, listen,
it was a melee, man. People were clocking each other left and right, and helmets were a good weapon. But you could probably kill somebody with one of those
yeah.
things.
Yeah, no, it ain't. It's not probably you could.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a club. It's like a Louisville yeah. slugger to the head.
Listen, anybody, and thank you, Sully, for calling from Michigan. No, it is, man. I have helmets at home. I have helmets that people send me. It's like, hey, here's an event. Here's a helmet, JR. I got helmets, man. Man, helmets hurt. They are not to be swung at somebody's dome. They're to protect it. Jack is here from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to start off first and foremost. I love your show. I listen to it every night. I'm a first-time caller. I heard you talking about Game Boys earlier, and you said something about a 10-year-old. I heard the 10-year-old didn't know what a Game Boy was. I actually own a Game Boy. I play it occasionally. I love the Super Mario on it. It's super fun.
My bet.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say I love your show. And
thank you.
The Game Boy is not out of style. I have multiple friends who are my age. I'm 15, who have Game Boys.
Excuse me. You're 15 years old. Where'd you get a Game Boy from?
Okay, so
eBay?
My mom had a Game Boy. She had it for like 20 years. So she just gave it to me, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And I've been playing it since like I was like 8 years old. So.
Oh, that's good. You have your mom's Game Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, Jack, that's amazing. I have many a Game Boys too. So, I don't know. I got more Game Boys than your mom. Funny. I have to put that out there. Okay.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to talk about Aaron Donald.
Well, we're up against the break. Can you say it in 15 seconds?
Yeah, sure. I just wanted to say, if he assaulted a guy on a field, regardless of morals, regardless of what's right and pressing charges, he did something wrong, and I think that should be punished accordingly.
Okay.
Regardless.
Hey, Jack, are you scratching your butt, man?
No, I'm walking.
Okay, it sounds like you're scratching your butt. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.